Get up, Holmes. You know what?
Crack it open, baby. I'm already 2 sips ahead of you.
Well, welcome to the show then. Newsflash, we're rolling. Welcome to All of This Is Temporary with your hosts, the lovely Melody Gates,
That's me.
One and only, the yoga mistress.
Ooh.
Which one is it?
Master mistress. Yoga master mistress.
Mistrust. That's what I was thinking. Your yoga mistrust.
Oh man, I feel like that part of my life is a little bit behind me.
I mean, also brought to you by me too.
Oh, so, this guy is here too. And by Ray Stone, the one and only.
Brought to you. You were just going to absorb all that intro. Your host.
I don't usually get that much, so I was really just basking in it this time.
It caught you off guard?
Yeah.
You didn't know what to do with
it. I forgot who else was in the room.
Yeah, you didn't know what to do with all the pressure. this is exciting. Today's episode is brought to you by No AC.
And oh, shit.
The same shirt all week. I think I had this same shirt on for the last recording and the same shirt on for both of the adjust your shorts. I'm just rolling with this shirt.
It's okay. Nobody watches, so.
I wear it for 5. Bullshit. I'm so tired of you saying that. We have at least 3 views, and two of them are me, because I have to check.
One of them is me. Yeah. And then there's 4, because another one is my dad.
And then Richie, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're killing it.
Yeah, we're so good.
But, well, luckily, we're one away from our big 21. This is episode number 20.
Hell yeah.
It is crazy how few episodes we have on this versus how many adjust your shorts I have.
Well, I mean, you do that twice a week.
Yeah.
And you don't really ever miss, so you have at least twice as many, but more. I don't know.
No, there aren't twice as many, but more. I think there are 16 adjust your shorts.
But you've been doing that for half the time.
Half as more long.
Yes.
In the time wise.
Half as more long. How can we confuse ourselves in 5 minutes? Go.
Well, we have a fun show packed. I've got some clips. So nice. We've got some funny shit to look at. We've got a cool announcement.
So many announcements. I'm so excited for today's
The rare show. Announcement. We have people to make fun of. I mean,
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things on my checklist to get through.
Do you have at least one person to make fun of? I want to start with bagging on your dumbass Airbnb guest.
Yeah, that's on here, and you're on here.
Oh, making fun of me.
And then there's a racial one, too.
Racial Ray?
Making fun of a whole group of people. Okay. Yeah, the latest Airbnb antics. That's, believe it or not, 3rd on my list. But that is definitely the story of the week.
Let's put it up top.
It's the best one.
First of all, when she checked in, she took both sets of keys.
I have 2 sets of keys because I have 2 rooms. Each have their own separate locks to their individual their separate rooms. And the bigger room, which she did not take, had extra locks because there's a key to the outside patio door as well. And I have them on separate keychains. They're color-coded. It's very clear that they're 2 separate.
And sets. There are even instructions that you can read.
Yep.
So that when you know how to get into the house, you also know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So she took both sets of keys, and I was out of town. We were in Austin during this. And then I had a sweet little Asian girl who was just sleeping in one night during the time this other chick was there. And she messages me, we're in Austin. She said, there's no keys in the lockbox. I said, well, shit. And I'm messaging the other girl who has not replied to any of my previous messages so far at all. And
brought to you by some rain. Hey, let's get real quiet. I'm going to turn this up for a second, see if we can hear it. Ooh, it's windy out there. We're going to get a little storming. Little storming Norman. You know what's funny is every time if you think you're okay, the weather is going to prove you wrong. Every time I've like left some concrete in bags in the bed of my truck without my camper shell on or not parked under the awning, it will invariably rain that night. And so at 1 a.m, I got to go outside and either move the truck or move like bags of concrete in my underwear in the rain, getting wet to save some concrete. And at the job site, I had a big old ladder set up. And I was like, the wind, it probably won't come blowing. And I said, you know what? Let's just take that ladder down. And I'm so glad I did because, you know, it would be real shitty to show up and then the wind has just blown the ladder into a window at their house. And it's just, you know.
So, that's a bad time.
Just saying, go me on this one. Woo. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yeah,
good job.
I'm not stressing. What just happened was I heard rain for the first time in a while. My brain's doing the checklist of shit. What's wrong? I still haven't fixed the leak here in the house. Go.
I know. 50% chance I left my moonroof open.
50% chance of Santa Costa. All right. Every time you do it, I'm going to do it too. Please. If you don't swallow that shit right on down, I'm going to keep doing this right here.
I do it all the time.
Good.
Yeah. Is it gone?
I don't know. You'll have to say a few words. I think that's how
I think
get
it's
it.
Better. Yeah. I think it's better now.
I do like that it invites. That's the only time it's appropriate for me to do that voice because I'm not 10 anymore.
Yeah.
But it's still a fun voice to do and sounds silly. Yeah.
Well, so you're welcome.
Yeah. Appreciate you.
Yeah. I appreciate you. Anyways, yeah. So my Airbnb guest, the first thing she took both sets of keys. So like I already kind of knew something was a little bit off with her. And then I came home and then I saw, was this this? I saw she had washed dishes, quote unquote washed, and put her, this is the first time, and then there were like dirty dishes in the drying rack, and not, I'm not talking about like, you know, food gets stuck on there and you have to scrape it off. It was like wet, mushy, like piles of food, and she did it twice.
You need to send her that video that we saw on the TikTok of the washing machine that has like spinning blades in it and a flamethrower and it like jumps up and down.
I think that's her in human form.
That's how she thinks dishwashers work. She's like, I don't know. I think there's a flamethrower that comes in and I'm pretty sure just you can put whatever you want in there. Actually, it was in the drying rack. That wasn't even in the dishwasher.
Right. She wasn't expecting anything else to wash it. That's... I thought it was just a one-off.
That storm is so loud.
It's so cozy.
We probably have to turn this down. We're just going to leave it in the background. Listen, guys.
I like it.
Yeah, you can
it
have...
It is a little yellow.
It's the rain sounds, only because I was yelling.
Mm. So, the best part of the story. So, 2 nights ago, we go to sleep, as usual. Wake up the next morning, as usual. And I have a series of messages from this guest on Airbnb at like 1 o'clock in the morning over the span of like 20 minutes. And they all start to, this is so distracting. I bet you can't even hear the rain either.
In the recording?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not. Anyway, we'll keep going.
Anyways, so the messages are like escalating to where she's like, this has never happened before. I can't get in. The key isn't working. And then finally she's just like, yeah, it's definitely not working. Nobody else is answering because I had other guests who had just checked in. She said, I have to go to a hotel tonight. So when I see these messages in the morning, I'm like, well, fuck, what happened? Because we were there the previous night. I'm like, shit, did I lock a lock that isn't usually locked and people can't get in that? Like, whatever.
Right. You start second guessing your own,
my own
system
sanity.
And setup instead of going, this is clearly a user
problem.
About
2 years I've been renting this place out and that's never happened. So anyways, I finally get over there. She goes back home from the hotel and I'm like, hey, can I see the keys? Because I try my key on both locks of the front door and it works. And I'm like, well, let me see your key. Let's see what's going on. And she doesn't know where the keys are. So she starts searching through her bag. Mind you, she just had them. So I was like, why can't she find the keys? So she's searching through the bag. And then she finally finds them and pulls them out and hands them to me. And the key was so bent. Like, that's all I could see. It was so bent. It was...
I wonder what happened.
It was not straight. It was not 180. It was so bent.
Was it bent like, it was like twisted or was it bent like a U-shape?
Like a banana, like a U-shape. And I looked at it and I look at her. I said, well, first of all, the key is bent. What happened? And she goes, oh, I didn't even notice that. I said, well, what happened? And she's like, I don't know. I was really trying hard to open it. And she's like half my size and I'm not a big
I mean, she could have bent the key, but probably not.
There's no way. I mean, because if it was twisted, like, twisted, then maybe.
This storm is awesome.
So it gets better. So the key's bent. She has no idea how it's bent. Her hair is down, by the way. She's got the biggest. I mean, she's got so much hair. She's got more hair than body. And a lot of makeup on. Like, a lot of makeup on.
She's a clown.
Like a clown. Yeah. So much makeup. And so, and then I'm like, okay, well, let me see this key. Let me see if I can get it to work in the front door. And I go outside. She locks it from the inside. And I unlock it from the outside. And I walk right in. She's like, how'd you do that? I said, I just put it in and turned it. And she's like, well, let me try. And she couldn't get in. And I'm, I don't understand. How do you not get in? I don't get it.
So did you straighten the key?
I straightened her.
Well.
It comes up and then I can't. Oh my God. No, I just gave her a new key.
Yeah. Oh, God. Good. Okay. And now she has no excuses. But that's just funny. Just dumbass people.
How people get through life like this is kind of amazing.
It's insane.
To me. It's really.
It's totally insane.
I figured out why while we were laying on the couch this afternoon. After looking at TikTok with you for about an hour,
yeah.
I was feeling like my brain wasn't really working. My brain started to feel like a vegetable. And that's when I kind of like closed my eyes and was.
Yeah. You feel tick-tarded.
I was tapping out of the TikTok. And I think people are getting tick-tarded.
Yeah. Very tick-tarded.
Yeah. Is that a term? Or did you just make that up?
Oh, I think it's a term. TikTok-tarded or TikToked. Like that's tick-tard. Remember on YMH, they would say they're real TikToked.
Yeah.
Like if you're a TikToked person. But they were making fun of the people that were on the thing. Well, I'll tell you what. Spring has officially sprung. It has been amazing in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And
saguaros are in bloom.
Oh, yeah. Crazy saguaro bloom this year. Big old bloom. So that's fascinating. Very fascinating things. Did we talk about the rubber bandit on the last one? We did, right?
I don't believe so.
The bungee cord bandit? The bungee bandit? My fucking...
No. It's not ringing a bell.
Okay. Well, this is... I didn't tell you about this. I did. When we left for Austin, I put the bungee cord over the garbage can. Or no, I left it off because the pigs all knock it over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I left it off. And because the trash guy was coming and I had to have it off. And I hung it on the hook out there by the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
When we got back, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I was going crazy thinking I must have put it somewhere else. So I grabbed a different one, put it across there.
Yeah, because you bought like 20.
And then the next time the garbage guy came, I hung the new bungee cord on the hook next to the garbage at the end of the driveway. And then that afternoon, the old one was hung next to the new one.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It returned. Yeah. So the bungee, the rubber bandit is what I call it.
He has found the error in his ways and has decided to return.
The weirdest part is two neighbors, the only two neighbors that have any probable reason to do anything with that, both denied having anything to do with it.
Well, I know what neighbor we could blame it on.
Jack? Oh, the new neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to talk about that too. How about getting mad at someone because you didn't get invited to a party that you were actually invited to?
And you threw away the invite before giving it the time of day.
You cannot buy style. They invited us with what looked like an advertisement stuffed in the door. It even read the name of a local business on it. So the first thing I thought was, I don't know, this is an advertisement for Harold's. Who the fuck? Everybody knows Harold's. I don't need this. And I threw it away immediately. And it turns out that was the invite to the neighborhood block party. Because it was Harold's was like co-hosting the event. They had like a live band and all that shit. But all the neighbors went. Jack had a grand old time. Mm-hmm. Old naked Jack. Which is super fun.
Yeah, did he talk much about it or he just said it was your time?
Yeah, actually, it was an interesting conversation because he is taking the high road about the neighbors. He's happy his views didn't get messed up.
Well, it's so much easier to take the high road when you're not being affected.
And okay. I said, yeah, well, you know, I'm displeased. I mean, it was so loud at my place. It's just like everything bounces back. And he goes, well, how did it do that? And I go, what? It's a giant wall and it just bounced off like every noise. now bounces off their wall. And he's like, well, what noise? I go, like, Tonto Bar and Grill, which is right back there. So he basically started arguing with me as if he's on the homeowner's side.
He's siding with them?
Essentially, yeah, saying, he goes, like, well, you know, change happens. I go, you know what? And I don't have to sit here and deal with it. I'm thinking I'll just rent my place out and skedaddle to a different place. Because honestly, if my happiness has been affected and I want to find happiness, I'll just rent it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Basically kind of giving him the old, I don't have to sit here and be okay with.
Yeah, I'm not going to bend over when someone's fucking me. I'm going to fuck them back.
Well, you know what? They're not fucking me. I'm just mildly put out. But to argue with me and say, you know, oh, well, that's not that important. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Fine. You're right. It's not. And, you know, enjoy going over and hanging out with them and have them driving their insane, ugliest vehicle you've ever seen.
Enjoy all the new Airbnb guests that are going to be coming in and out next door all the time.
And please mind your own business.
Yeah. And also that's change. So you just have to embrace it.
Well, change is good, right? Change is great.
Yeah.
So I forgot I had that little conversation. It was while I was waiting for Terrell with his big truck.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I was just like, yeah, well, you know. I'm going to put some new siding on this thing and make it into a rent. I said rent it out. I didn't say Airbnb, but we don't have any rules. There are no regulations and they can't, you know, they can't just instill them. It's all grandfathered in. So, I was definitely guy. But I also get taken the high road. He's trying to be neighborly and he's like, man, that's a nice. And I go, I would not say that's nice. Because he said it was a nice building. I go,
it's a big building.
Yeah, it's just a giant square that now is in my front yard. And you know what I did say, though? I said, you know what? But at least they don't just, like, look into my yard. For those of you that don't know, his backyard looks right into my yard.
And he is always in his backyard looking into our house.
Yeah.
So much so that he has told me stories about what my cat is doing while my cat is inside.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not here.
Looking in the windows.
Yep.
On the one hand, though, it is nice having guard dogs out there. We got our own old people guard dogs.
I love Jack. I think he's a great neighbor. Me too. I know not to get too naked too close to the windows. And yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's Jack. Hey, I have a question for you, speaking of like the rich neighbors.
Oh, you weren't going to try to throw this in there and just be all, I saw you glance at your paper when you said that.
I did. No, because I remembered something I want to ask you. So you've been in Cape Creek for a long time and you talk a lot about Cape Creek in the old days and it was really poor and it was just a really small town, just blue collars, collar workers just trying to make ends meet.
Brown collar out here, just dusty.
Blue and brown. Yeah, yeah. So like, I'm wondering like, but it's not like that anymore. It's very bougie. It's a destination. I mean, it's you can buy a thumb cutesy ring. Place. Yeah. I got a great ring today. It's kind of trendy. It's changed a lot from, you know, what the stories I've heard. So my question is like, when did it start making that change? Like, who were the first bougie people in town? When did it start to happen? Like, was there like a clear line or did it just slowly happen over time and you didn't really see it coming?
Well, there was a clear line. Carefree was the rich neighbor and Desert Mountain has been there since I was a kid. So there was always money right next door. So,
that's right.
And Cave Creek was looked down.
I know. I got it. You saw it in my eyes too.
Yeah. Cave Creek was... looked down on by the neighbors.
That's right.
I mean, when did Cave Creek become worth money? You know, it's hard to say. Phoenix sort of grew and it pushed people to come up here. Cave Creek has always been on the edge of town. So it's always been like it was kind of like a Greasewood Flats. I don't know if you've ever went there, but it was on over off of like Alma School and Pima. Or Pima and something way out there. Anyway, or Dynamite and Alma School. It was way out of the way back then, but it was more likely that the city would grow to here. And then because you can't push beyond here, this kind of became like the watering hole. And then the rodeo made it like kind of trendy. When they started doing the rodeo over at Buffalo Chip, it became trendy. But the money has been slowly moving in. Also, the money was always right next door. So it was only a matter of time before that money started bleeding over into here because there's only so much room over there because they're butted up against, you know, the edge of water and power and the towns and all that stuff. So,
okay. Yeah, that's true. You have told me that before about the Carefree Highway thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was always poor. And then right next door in Carefree was rich. And then right next door to there, Desert Mountain was even richer.
When you got home, when you came home like 10 years ago from, you know, your Park City life, and you came back home, was it kind of getting rich then, or was it still pretty poor?
It was definitely getting rich then.
Okay. So it was in the beginning stages.
I mean, it was at 10 years in on my time scale, you know. It was poor when I was a kid, but the progress moves very quickly. So I don't really know how to answer that question. Over the last 15, 20 years, I guess is the answer. But let's get into, Brock news. Brock is still alive. Okay.
Oh, he is. Yeah, yeah. I was wondering.
I called him and checked in.
Every time you say Brock, my head, my brain hears Grok. And I think you're talking about the test, like the
AI,
the Musk AI guy. It, like, takes me a few seconds to realize who you're talking about. So he's still kicking the can.
He's still kicking the can down the road. We had a nice little chat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like text or actual talking on the
phone? I called him. Check in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. How many days ago is this? Is it? Do you think this is old news?
Yesterday.
Okay. So still kicking it.
Yeah.
What's going on over here?
Okay, so right now, I want to turn your attention to a little something that I saw on the news.
RFK.
All right, here we go. I got to be ready to...
C-SPAN? You're watching C-SPAN now, baby?
Well,
I knew you're older, but not...
No, I had to search for this. So this is one of those things that came across my TikTok, and when I Google searched it, it was missing from Fox, and it was missing from CNN. So the pages that there were search pages that had RFK in this search, but the clips are missing because this clip they don't want you to see. Watch this. This is crazy. Oops. Hold on. We got to get it to come through the fucking thing. This always happens. And I swear for God, I did tell it to do this earlier. Going through.
I really had to hold myself back from burping into the microphone.
818. Okay, we're going to try this again. And I trimmed it, but it didn't trim. Whatever.
We have ended HHS as the role, as the vector, the principal vector in this country for child trafficking. And during the Biden administration, HHS became a collaborator in child trafficking and for sex and for slavery. And we have ended that, and we're very aggressively going out and trying to find these children, 300,000 children that were lost by the Biden administration.
What the fuck? Why aren't people talking about this? I remember, now I remember you talking, like, what the fuck? How come they're not talking about this?
So TikTok is full of...
So they found the files, now they're able to, like, find, like, these 300,000 children...
I don't know. TikTok is full of information that I don't know if it's true or not. So like when I'm flipping through and doing a little time traveling, whenever I come across something like this, I go, holy shit, is this real or is this fake? So I Googled RFK speech about HHS child trafficking. This is very specific search, and it should be autofilling, but it doesn't autofill anything. One of the first clues that I look for where I'm like, oh, they're scrubbing this on purpose, is when they don't give you any suggestions for when you're filling things.
Also, I rarely get suggestions when I do searches. I rarely do.
If you put the word RFK in, it gives you search suggestions. This didn't do it. It wouldn't fucking do it. It is insane. So then three up from this was CNN, Politico, or Fox and Politico, and they both were wiped from the page. Somebody got in and told them, nope, you take that down. So I got error messages on those two, and it was still up on C-SPAN. I took a screen grab of it because I didn't know if it was going to be still there when I wanted to play it today. So I like snapped it onto my phone real quick.
I'm so glad you did. Because nobody watches C-SPAN.
He's saying, this is like the proof that the Democratic side has been trafficking children. This, I mean, you remember Pizzagate and the whole Hillary Clinton thing? They were saying that there were key words that if you were ordering a certain kind of pizza, whatever, that means you want children. And this is under, like, this is Clinton's, the Clinton Democratic machine. And this was like tied in with like when they were all the murderers around the Clintons. And like if you cross Hillary, you end up dead. And there's like trails to that kind of stuff, too. And that's like real like hush hush stuff. Well, this kind of says this is the real thing. This is
breaking news.
And it should be on every station and you can't find it. It comes across my TikTok and then I have to search for it. And this is from 2 days ago. This is from this week. It should have been headline news.
You know, I saw, I think it was when we were in Texas, I was like taking a piss in a bath, public bathroom, and they had, there's a flyer on the door. I think it was when we got barbecue. And the flyer was saying that human trafficking is the modern day form of slavery. And I never thought about it like that, but it absolutely is. So of course, still the people in power are still trying to use humans for whatever the hell they want.
I was listening to Big J Okerson, one of his podcasts, and he was telling a story about how he used to go to a whorehouse in New York when he was younger, when he was like in his 20s. He's in his 50s now, or almost 50. And he said that he would go in, and one time he went in and he saw behind a door, and there were just a bunch of sleeping mats and mattresses on the floors, and just the girls just sitting on their mattress, and he was like, Oh no, I see. Like, I'm not coming back here anymore. I mean, after this time, this is the last time I come in here.
After I get mine, it's going to be the
All right, so that's crazy. Let's lighten it up just insane. A little bit. This is called a little workout, is what I called it.
A short workout?
It's called a little workout. Just. And then I just left that part in.
That was good. Everyone likes to laugh at midgets.
All right. Moving on. This came across my TikTok. So these ones I just showed you, that one was from a blooper
reel. Can I just like kick back and drink my beer?
You can. Just watch
for the entertainment
this
portion.
This is very funny. This is how baby trees are made. All right. And
I love that.
If you're just listening and you're not watching, it's two branches in a river, and it looks like one branch is holding the other branch down and really giving it the business.
Mm-hmm. It's like wintertime, so they're bare and naked. Here, watch, and it's like windy.
They look skinny, don't they, babe?
Much skinnier than us.
Than me, for sure. You look great. I'm feeling a little sweaty in my kneecaps. All right, moving on. Last one
sweaty
I got here.
Sweaty on your kneecaps.
Sperm races. Watch the TV. This is the advertisement.
Downtown LA's night scene exploding Friday with an event billed as the world's first sperm race. Four contestants came with the goal to win $10,000 in bragging rights for the strongest, fastest semen.
I want to build Olympics for sperm.
Eric Zhu is one of the sperm racing organizers. With the help of wealthy investors, the 17-year-old Bay Area high school student and entrepreneur launching this epic competition to raise awareness on male fertility health.
The general public doesn't talk about it because it's so taboo.
The contenders, who were hand-picked out of dozens of young men, were given money each week to train their minds, bodies, and diets ahead of the viral sold-out marathon. The competitors' sperm put into a microscopic racetrack, and then they're off. The sperm literally captured on this screen, swimming to the finish line. But perhaps this was the match.
Oh, watch. Here's how it ends.
How
keep
do you
watching.
Train?
Keep watching.
Of the night, male students from USC and UCLA. In the end, the Trojan won. The Bruin got creamed.
That's the winner?
No, the loser.
Oh, the loser?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh,
that's
my
kinda
gosh.
Gross. Okay, that leads me to one of the questions I want to ask you this week. Okay. All right. So this is, I think, been going viral on social media. Who do you think would win in a fight? Okay. There's a fight between a gorilla and 100 men.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Okay, so who do you think would win? The 100 men or the gorilla?
It depends on if Chuck Norris is in there.
Chuck Norris, 100 regular guys. Varying degrees of...
The gorilla wins.
The guys don't have any weapons. Yeah, doesn't have any weapons.
The gorilla wins.
For sure.
All of them, yeah.
Totally agree. It's a fucking gorilla. He has more strength than all... But here's a good question.
Well, no, that's not true. 100 men, so if the 100 men attacked at the same time, you could... You basically, you know, control his arms and legs and poke out his eyes.
Yeah, they would to work together. They would need a... I think if the men had time to put some sort of strategy together to work together, then they could defeat the gorilla. But if they don't have time to do that, if it's just like all out, then...
This was an AI an AI simulation. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, somebody plugged it into, you know, show me 10 gorillas versus 1,000 men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then...
Who won? The gorillas.
The gorillas are just like... Just smashing guys. But it's just guys running into the gorilla one at a time.
Yeah, yeah. In that sense... No, you have to... I mean, some lives will be sacrificed, but you have to create a diversion for the gorilla.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the gorilla is going to give you the business, but he's going to tire out.
I basically just 100. Wanted to see how you were going to answer that question. I didn't see the Chuck Norris inclusion. So that was good.
I saw one video that showed a gorilla in a hospital bed with like his legs broken and his arms broken. And the caption was, he didn't know Chuck Norris was the 100th man.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Well, we've got some... there was another thing about the RFK that I put in here, too. He also said he's going after the chemtrails. It is so crazy to me that people think that this is a conspiracy theory. The government has admitted to it. And this is a crazy thing. This is that mandala effect that we were talking about earlier, where what they do is they say President Trump is... he is... one of the key proponents of the mandala effect, because he does stuff and then says, I didn't do that. And people remember that you didn't do that if they believe that you didn't do that. And this is the huge mandala effect is the Fruit of the Loom logo and whether or not it had a cornucopia. And the company came out and said, no, there was never a cornucopia. But I remember a cornucopia from when I was a kid. And they said, no, you're just...
What's the cornucopia, the fruit thing?
The fruit is the basket. The cornucopia is the horn of the basket.
Yeah.
It's called a cornucopia. Mm. So now they said there's never been one. But then people went through their old clothes and it's like printed on their clothing. And then you can go through their old like company manifest. And there are like notes about the logo and how to change it. And at a time there was a cornucopia. But it's an interesting study to say... Oh, no, there wasn't one. You guys were all just remembering it. So the mandala effect is getting you to remember something that wasn't. Or getting you to remember something that wasn't there. Or the idea that everyone thinks there was a cornucopia, even though there wasn't. And so they're trying to say that that's the mandala effect. But the truth is, apparently, there was, for a period of time, a cornucopia.
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy is this is just showing me what's going to happen with people is either... Boy, and I think I know which way it's going to go. Because with the AI becoming such a part of everybody's lives in terms of TikTok is such a huge part. Screens are a huge part of people's lives. So the information that we ingest largely comes from the internet. And we don't know what's true. So at some point, like I'm just getting frustrated and I'm in my head, I go, oh, fuck, I'm going to put this thing down. I'm going to stop looking at it because it's just lying to me. And I don't know what's true. And I prefer to live in a world of truth. But what I do like is you get some kernels of information that aren't on the main medias. So I'm like, yeah, but I spend a little bit of time and then I make myself stop looking at it because I'm just like, this fucking thing is lying to me. So either we will all go, you know what, I'm going to stop looking at this thing because it's just lying to me. Or what's more likely is we're going to just pick a side, believe a thing, and fight with anybody who says that it's
not
true.
That's more likely what's going to happen. But what really should happen is being able to consume these types of media with discernment and knowing when you're looking at something that's real or not and looking at something that's questionable and going to research it. Like when we were browsing through today, like they had Trump saying something. I can't remember what he was saying, but it was so outlandish. I didn't even have to look at it. I was like, that's AI. That's not true. That couldn't have happened. You know, like but most people would be like, what? And right. They just start spreading the lies. And
right.
Yeah, no, I've definitely seen stuff on.
You can see on their mouth, like they do, like little, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's
where it's bad,
outlandish, and like that's obviously been.
I have seen things that are not true on TikTok, where I then go look for them, and then heard them like spoken about in our friend circles, where it's like, oh, I know where that came from. That's just 4chan was proof of that. Remember 4chan? It was a website where they would spread information.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And it was originated as a joke. It was a prank website, and the guy was just kidding. He got really famous by pranking people and spreading information.
Wasn't there by like a documentary or something?
QAnon came out of 4chan.
Yeah,
like it was this whole big joke. But people will join anything if it aligns with their purpose or their whatever goal intention is.
A purpose.
Yeah. It's wild.
People are so simple. And if you understand that, then you have a lot of power. And I think that's what Trump does. I do truly think he comes across as an idiot and he says contradictory things. I think it's on purpose. Yeah. I really do.
It clearly is. But what's the point of doing something and then lying about it? Just because he knows that his followers will believe what he says instead of looking into what he did.
You just said the mandala.
So it's a tool.
Effect. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's a good tool. I don't like it. I think that, you know, if you're going to be the politician at the head of the snake, you do your best to own your shit, speak carefully and earnestly, and don't lie to people.
I think, you always say that RFK would have made a great president. I never really felt that way. I never thought he was like president material. And I think the reason, why is because he doesn't seem... Aside from superficial things, I don't get off the sense that he wants to manipulate other people. I don't get that sense from RFK.
No,
but like
he wants to get things back to where we are healthy and sort of somewhat in control of our lives. I think he has a vision of America when he was a kid, where things were relatively affordable. We were busy. People were proud to do what they do. Educated well, brought up to be a participant in society and in the economy, but that's not where we are now.
We don't have all those social structures in place anymore. They've been crumbling for the last 20 years.
Right. But I do think, I think he's in a good role for where, rather than the presidency, I think he's in a good role. I think he would have had a hard time as president. I think they would have pushed back, and I think they probably would have just done what they do with all the Kennedys.
What was that?
Just my phone saying that the battery is low. So.
Oh my goodness. No worries. All right, where are we at? How much time do we have?
We're at 37.
Hell yeah. I had a thought the other day. Do you want to hear it?
Uh-huh.
So like everybody's worried about, robots and AI taking over jobs and taking over the world. Like, I'm not worried about it. You're not so super worried about it. I think I'm wondering, what they're going to do with like Walmart greeters and people like the people who hand out samples at Costco. I think that's where like the senior citizen robots are going to go. Those are the jobs that they might take over. They're going to greeters.
We're going to put those senior citizens to work at iWork.
Yeah.
So the AI. So
I thought, like, I was in Costco yesterday, and there was this really old lady giving out samples, and she's just talking, and nobody's listening. She's just talking, and nobody's listening, and it was like a robot. And then I thought, oh, that's where they're gonna put outdated robots, the ones that need, software updates, but they're too old for a software update. They're gonna be giving out samples.
Cheez-Its.
Get your Cheez-It.
Try the chocolate anchovy ones. Nice. They're surprisingly delicious. Chocolate anchovy, you say? Who would do that? Nabisco.
That's a thought that I had. And I feel like there could be a joke in there somewhere.
But. Okay. Well, we have an upcoming scuba trip.
Fuck yeah, we do.
And so in preparation for that scuba trip, what I need you to do is recite for me the checklist, including
quiz time.
Including the mnemonic device that helps us to remember.
So Okay, so Bruce Willis ruins all films.
Oh, he sure does. You hear that, everybody? Bruce Willis ruins all films. All right, so. Yeah.
Your buoyancy control device.
Also known as?
The buoyancy of inflatable.
BCD.
BCD, yes. I was right, though. Buoyancy control device, BCD. Weights.
Got your weights.
Yes.
We're going to need both of us unless we...
We need a little extra.
We'll need 3 more pounds. Fuck.
Nobody's measuring, but they do keep that on track. Bruce Willis ruins... Third one is like a respiratory regulator.
Regulator. There you go.
Yes, I do that every time.
Regulates the air going in.
Mm-hmm. And then air. Mm-hmm. Of course, you need air.
How much air do you look for?
Usually around 2,000 PSI. 3,000 PSI, yes. And then the last one is films. That's your fins and your mask.
Not films, just fins and mask.
Fins and mask.
Oh, films, yeah. Yeah. Bruce Willis.
You Wrong. Leave your films at home.
Wrong. All right, very good. Yeah, we're excited. Yeah. We got some scuba coming up.
I'm glad we had that refresher this morning at coffee. That was good. And then we went over some of the hand signals. How to say like half a tank or low on air or no air. And there was a point in our last trip where I did get very close to being out of air.
And if it weren't for your buddy looking at your air.
Someone was being a cunt.
Holy fuck.
And I got mad at Ray for no reason.
Well, really. We're going to, this time you're not on your period. So you're like cleared the hurdle. It's actually your best week of the month is this time. So
really is. I mean, so this will be my third scuba diving trip and the first two, it was right at period time.
Yeah.
And that's a hard time for me.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of pain, but I emotionally, it's very difficult.
Yeah. Mentally taxing, all that stuff. But we're excited. We're going to stay in a new place this time.
Okay, yeah, we got a new Airbnb.
Yep.
And I'm going to actually be working this
time. And what else? You got your own fins.
Whoop. Woo, and so I have like a bunch of backpacks coming, and I will choose one.
Did you buy more?
I think I almost did. I almost got a third one today because I found the one that of the size that I wanted, but then it didn't have the straps.
So you got two.
Fucking shout out to all of the snowboarding companies. Make cool shit for girls. That's all I got to say.
Good luck with that.
Make cute shit and we will buy it. They don't even have to be snowboarders and the girls will still buy it. I don't understand why they don't have a market for girls because girls will buy something. They don't even have to do that sport. They will buy it just to look cute.
Yeah. For the one event, one time.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure they thought of that and it just didn't work. Or that's exactly how much girl stuff they make.
I haven't found it yet. I don't have the right search term.
Girls backpack?
Yep, tried that.
Girls snowboard backpack?
Yep.
Okay, well, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. But I have a new idea. I'm going to try it later.
Well, I'm excited to go do some scuba. It's been
over a year.
Too wrong.
Well, it's been almost a year.
No, it has not been over a year.
June will be a year.
Was that when we went to Cozumel in June?
Yeah, because I got laid off on June 7th.
Holy
and we went fuck. Like 2 weeks after that.
I swore I was going to get 2 trips in and I just didn't this year.
It wasn't my fault.
It was your fault.
I'm sorry.
I was ready to go back in October.
Yeah, I said we can go, but you have to pay my way.
Hey, special announcement coming up this week. Guess who's got a set? Finally got 3 minutes. I should invite some people and then just kill 7 minutes up there fucking around.
Hell yeah, I can come. I can get Michelle to come. She'll go too. So you got two. Mm-hmm. You got two twats already.
And then all I need is Phil and I can have 7 minutes.
Three people gets you 7 minutes?
Yeah. You get 3 minutes unless you bring three people.
I love Phil. Yeah.
We'll see. I'm also okay with 3 minutes right now.
Let's get some people. You don't get to go up very often.
Yeah, I know, which is why I'm okay with 3 minutes. I mean, I'd have to.
Can I invite Michelle, though?
I'd have to burn out the list. No, because, no. I don't think she gets the reward of watching me eat a dick on stage. No. She's not been earning her keep in this friend circle lately.
That's true. I am about to ask her a favor on Tuesday, though.
That doesn't mean you can also invite her to Stir Crazy.
Maybe if she agrees. Yeah.
No, I'm saying no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right, yes, answer, sir.
You keep saying yeah, and I keep saying no. Actually, you can tell. You can do whatever you want.
I know.
But I'm not saying, even if there are a bunch of guests, I still may just do the 3 minutes. It depends on if I can put something together. But yeah, so I am excited about that. It's been fucking 6 weeks.
It's good beer. I'm almost out.
That's a hard swallow, baby. But yeah, it's funny about the AI futures you were talking about, because we were having a chat with Mi Hermano last mm-hmm. night. It is crazy to me, like, we've been talking about this a couple times since last night, how it's like some people, they get a dog, they're like a dog with a bone, they get an idea in their mind, and they just won't let any other ideas in, and it's very frustrating, where it's like, you know, the possibility for AI to do away with jobs, yes, of course, we all see that, but then you have really smart people looking at the history of technology and advancements, and every time you see a new technology, it is associated and accompanied by additional jobs. Yes. And I mean major advancements in technology. No,
it does take an entire generation for those new jobs to be put into place. And that is true. I did a report on it in grad school. It takes an entire generation for those new jobs to get put into place.
Yeah.
I'm serious. No, it's true.
And that's fine.
Which is where, like, I was trying to tell your brother, like, you are right, but, like, you can't, it's not about you. It's not about us. It's about the bigger picture.
Yeah, there's an ebb and a flow. And the funny thing is he's looking at the quote-unquote bigger picture, because it's not going to do away with his job, and he's not planning on having any kids. So what's he exactly. worried about? He has nothing to worry about. So really, then it's just like the mind is intentionally being stuck in this melodrama of negative loop, where you go, well, everything's going to go wrong. And it's like, no, man, it could be that AI helps smart people invent things that they otherwise wouldn't have access to. Mm-hmm. What if that's actually the rollout, the result of the rollout of AI, where you go, you know, I know a lot, I have a ton of ideas myself. I have them on the reg, and I think they're really good ideas, and they are, a lot of them have practical implementation potential in the world, because I do lots of vocational stuff and I see like holes in production. I go, man, if I had this kind of tool, if I could say, hey, AI, go to my business portfolio, do what you've got to do to get a patent for me on this. Now I've owned the patent on it. Okay, what else do I need to do? Write me up a business plan, and let's get this in front of some investors, and let's make a business out of this, because this is a good idea. It will potentially advance innovation in a way that has never been advanced before. And every advancement in innovation equals more jobs. I don't care if you have one generation where you got to fucking learn how to flip burgers for a couple of seasons. You should have more than one skill in your toolbox in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just crazy to me positively about the potential.
For the first time in human history, it is so feasible for a normal person to make their dreams come true mm-hmm. just because of AI. And most of the tools, this is probably the only time in human history where everything is basically free. It's basically free because for now, yeah. In the future, it's going to become very expensive when it's more normalized. But now is like the first time in human history any Joe Schmo can come through with an idea. All they need is the energy and the passion to see it through to the finish. That's all they need. Everything else is there at their fingertips. And I think this is the exciting thing that's just getting missed. And the people, like the big brains behind AI, they have the same vision that we do. They want to free up humanity's time so that we can do these more creative, fun tasks, or we can just sit around and look at the birds sing or hear the birds sing. That's the whole point of it.
Well, we don't want to have too much time to sit around and look at the birds. Remember that mouse study that we read about when we were in Austin, the study but about also, yeah, creating,
that's true.
Creating a true. Life with where all your needs are met.
Mm-hmm.
In multiple different trials with rats, 10 rats at a time, or was it multiple? It was like 20 rats or more, maybe 100 rats. But they did like 10 studies. This is between the mid-60s and mid-80s or something like that. And they gave the rats everything they needed. what happened was a complete collapse inside of 100 days. That was the metric. Boy, that rain is coming.
It is so good. If you are listening and you haven't spent time in Arizona, it is such a special thing.
I think the house is going to float away. You want to turn it down?
No, can you turn it up?
So oh, yeah.
We can
okay.
try to pick it up in the mics.
Let's be quiet. Oh, it just died down again. That was a little burst. I think it sounded like some hail hitting that metal, the little
it's
metal
really
roof over there.
Down. I'm glad I went to the store to pick up my cottage cheese before this.
The last thing I put on here is no tariffs for your boy. Fuck, if
oh
I was...
Oh, my God. How have we not talked about that yet?
All my stuff came in.
Oh, my goodness. You sat on this decision to buy these products for, like, 2 months. And finally, you were like, okay, I'm going to pull the trigger. And then for months now, we're like, is it going to come? Is it not going to come? Okay, it's here, but are we going to pay tariffs? Okay, is it going to make it to the house?
And now it's here. And I didn't have to pay. And I think, though, it's because I bought it before the tariffs went into effect. I'm guessing that it's based on a timeline of your purchase date, because
maybe.
that's how everything always works. If your purchase date is before the tariffs go into effect, then you're safe.
But then why do they have all those weird transaction things?
Well, they did the weird transaction things to skip states that charge their own import tax. So California charges a big import tax, so they shipped it up and around. And they had to say that I was living somewhere else to make the logistics go land somewhere else. But according to my tracking on it, it landed in L.A. So I don't know how it got here. I don't care. All I know is it got here.
But then it did get here, and you were still skeptical, and you were looking for a key part that you needed to help attach
yes.
everything. And like because of the skepticism, you're like, it's not there.
Well,
but it
no,
wasn't on the packing.
It didn't look like it was there. And yeah. the way that they packaged it, on either side, all the battens were in there. But what I didn't notice is that after they put the tag on for what's in it and after they weighed it, I think they saved a little money on shipping these clips, because then they put this sheet of clips on there and then packaged that into the rest of the bundle. So you can't see it from either side, and it's not on the slip. And if you just open up either side, it's not there, but you have to open the belly of it and then you see, oh, they added a little flat package of all the clips. So I think they do sneaky stuff. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
It's
for
true.
Sure. That was sneaky.
Everything yeah. in the news says the Chinese do sneaky stuff. They copy everybody's stuff. The TSMC, you know why? One part of the reason why the Taiwanese semiconductor facility is going in Arizona is to help protect. It's because the United States said, we want to bring some of that manufacturing here because it's being
copied.
SSMC or whatever the Chinese version is copying it outright, bit for bit, piece for piece. What was interesting yeah. is something that somebody said on a podcast, on Rogan's podcast, was that when they get the chips right, there's such a huge margin of error. So they're going to lose 40 or 50% of the product until they get it right.
Wow.
So you throw product away to the tune of like hundreds of millions of dollars worth of product because it doesn't work.
That's
because they're printing
so
these little teeny tiny chips. And then they get it right. So then when they want to redo it, they literally copy everything. So there's a catalog when they're building a factory. What color paint? What kind of base paint is under the base? What kind of walls they use? So they rebuild the factory exactly because they don't quite know what the factor is that makes a chip work. So when they get the chip right, they recreate the exact factory. Pressure, temperature, size,
everything.
Shape, machines, clothing that the employees
are wearing.
Because
you don't know if there's like a different shade of paint and the chemical in that shade might have been in the air. And
exactly. Ion. Yeah. Like they don't know.
That's,
so
that is interesting.
I know. I was like, oh, that's kind of a crazy a crazy thing. But yeah, so my product is all here. The siding is all here. And it is time for your boy to get back to work on the house. The last thing your boy did was build this little studio right here. And I got to tell you, it looks pretty good from both angles. angles.
I mean, I don't see a single ceiling fan, but it's pretty good.
There was one right here. The ceilings are too low.
They're so low that Pearl would love that. We watched some good cat videos today of cats getting too close to the ceiling
fan. We got a wall fan back here that'll do the same thing. It's just, it also changes the temperature of the air. That's what it does. But, so getting back to the AI future, yeah, my brother gets buried in that, the way of thinking that, like, there's no way out. But I'm telling you, I really am hopeful. I think that's the bottom line, is that I'm optimistic about the potential of the human race. I mean, look what we've done so far. Yeah, do we war? Yeah, it's built in. We're going to do that. We're just going to get better at it. And actually, what we like to do is we like to play battle bots. So, you know, let's stop killing each other. We'll just send the robots to fight each other, and may the best robot have the countries.
Or just have your sperms fight each other.
Or raise your sperms.
That's so great. I love that.
In a tube.
That's so great. Like, okay, but how do you train for that? Do you have to, like, eat a lot of bananas or something?
Well,
a lot of potassium?
I would think that for the general guy, all you got to do is save up. Don't drink. Like, be super healthy is what I think. Mm-hmm. I think you
straight edge for a little while.
Eat super, super healthy. Get lots of oxygen. And
you don't jizz.
You just store it up for 3 days.
Down. That's why they all looked so happy, because they finally got to come, you know?
And they were also all teenagers. So they don't actually need to save it up. They just need
that
to...
one was so fast. I want to watch that again. It was so fast. Like, I felt like he was in the back and then he got to the front.
Hey, settle down over there.
I want to see your sperm in there.
They'd be like this.
And I was like, oof. For the record, that's not what I look like. I mean,
this is my sperm.
Oh, that's your sperm.
You thought I was doing you?
Probably, because it just goes on my belly button.
You go like this.
Not again. I rub it on your pillow while you're going in the other room.
Yeah. I have on here two time and dads, because
oh no,
Bill. Uh-oh. Is a real two-timing dad. And I was just thinking about him the other day, and he's 73? What's he fucking... 71, 72, something like that. And I was just thinking about the fact that he still somehow has two girlfriends. At 72, he's got a full-time girl that she really likes him, and he likes her more. And then he's got another one who... he was dating for a while. She just kind of is fading out, maybe.
That's not his girlfriend, because I've been with you for almost 2 years now, and I've only met her once, maybe. I'm not even sure if I even met her ever. He only brings one around.
She just does his bee business. She just sells his honey.
He's got one girlfriend, and he's got another one that is, you know.
Yeah, it was just funny that he was
two-time and dad.
I don't know why I was thinking
about
that.
Here's the difference between your two-time and dad and my two-time and dad. Is that your two-time and dad is, he's honest about it. Those girls know about each other. My two-time and dad has one in Arizona and one in freaking New York. He's got kissy emojis coming out the hoo-ha.
And if she listens to this, she'll never make it to the end. So don't worry, Richie. You're safe.
And the one that does make it to the end, I will let her know where your heart really lies.
Well, speaking of making it to the end, we've made it. We're up to an hour. Thanks for joining us on All of This is Temporary, number 20. The big number 21 is next week.
No, nope, because we won't be here. We are in Mexico.
We are going to be in Mexico. Maybe we could try to do it from Mexico. I don't know.
On location. We said that about Austin.
I know. We said that. That's why I said maybe.
It would be on our phones and bad quality.
Yeah, unless I get a mic real quick, which I also still did
but not we
get.
Could. We could take lots of pictures and some footage.
There'll be some videos, yeah. We'll have some videos for the following week.
Of me forcing Ray to take selfies on the boat, and then Ray forcing me to take selfies underwater.
No, it's going to just be photos of cool stuff we see fish. Underwater. I don't know what you're talking about. It's going to be GoPros and videos. Mm-hmm. And
I actually hired a professional photographer to meet us there.
Oh, okay. You don't even... I don't know why you lie like that.
Gee, excited. Anyways, I didn't mean to get your hopes up.
Anyway, well, that's it for this week. Come check out Stir Crazy Comedy Club on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. If you do decide you want to go see the open mic, which I will be performing at, and if enough people show up, I can have more than 3 minutes, but if then only 3 minutes.
We're going to get a crew.
Probably only 3 minutes. But it would be fun to try to do a little more time. Anyway, come check it out if you, Richie, if you have time.
Our one listener. He's like, not after today's episode.
And,
I'm not going to say it.
She's not saying
it. Well, it has to be today. And it, like, I was like, as I was writing it down, I kind of vomited in my mouth. So.
Oh, well, now I want to know.
Do it.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you after.
And I'll laugh after.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.